Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. Now, don't forget, tomorrow, since this is Friday, tomorrow we have our big Easter egg hunt down at the church, and we welcome you to come and be part of that with the kids. They'll have a good time. And also Easter. Listen, get to church. Get to church and celebrate the risen Savior. He's not in the tomb. He's not dead. He's not like Muhammad. He's not like Buddha. He's not like Confucius. He's not like Zoroaster. He's alive. Jesus is alive. I guarantee you, if the world, if the enemies of Christianity could just find a fingernail of Jesus, they would be elated because it would prove that he is dead and not alive. But they can't, because he's not dead. He's alive. He is risen, and he has become our hope of eternal life. Because he lives, we're going to live. Because he reigns, we're going to reign. Because we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, because we have believed on him. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, do it. Do it right now. Just say, Jesus, nothing else makes sense. I don't understand it all, but nothing else makes sense. Please, I receive my forgiveness of sins that you purchased for me on the cross. You became sin. You who knew no sin. You who were absolutely righteous and sinless became sin so that I could become your righteousness. You paid the price. And I receive that righteousness. I receive that salvation. For the forgiveness that you purchased for me on my sins, I receive it. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me of my sins, taking them away, erasing them. They are gone as I receive you as my Lord and Savior. And I now confess you with my mouth. With my mouth, I say, Jesus, you are my Lord. You're my Savior. I believe you, and I believe in you. Come and reside in my heart. Create within me a new heart. Create within me a new man. I am going to be yours for eternity. Oh, what a great decision that is. You make that decision, and then you get out to church this Sunday. Maybe there'll be an altar call there. And you've already received Jesus. But you go up to that altar call and say, I received Jesus Friday. I received him. And I just want to confess him before men. Because Jesus said, if you won't confess me before men, I won't confess you before the Father. And if Jesus doesn't confess you before the Father, how are you going to get in? Because there's no other name under heaven and earth by which a man can be saved. So you've got to have that. So go confess that Jesus has become your Lord, that you are a new creation in him, your sins are forgiven, and you're going to serve him for the rest of your life. What an exciting time that is. Now, all week long, we've talked about more or less the difference between good and bad, right and wrong. And the Bible clearly teaches in more than one place, God is good. In fact, it says in Psalms, God is good. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Would you stop attributing evil to God? The women down at our church this past week, they were having a discussion. Why is there all this evil in the world? Like, you know, a couple weeks ago there was this terrible landslide, mudslide down in Colombia, I believe it was, and all these children were destroyed. They died in it. The dictator over in Syria just unleashed poison gas, and he killed not only adults, but he killed children, he killed babies. Why is there all this evil in the world? If God is a sovereign God, why does he permit this stuff to happen? Well, first off, he covers his people with his shield of favor. The Lord surrounds his people with a shield of favor. Says so, Psalm 5. So it's important that you get under the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91, set your love upon Jesus. He begins to surround you. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who shall be heirs of salvation? Angels are sent to work on behalf of those who have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You say, well, that's not right that God would make a difference between his people and the people of the world. Well, God's love is for every human being on the face of the earth. But because people choose not to receive Jesus and they don't abide under the shadow of the Almighty and they don't live and walk in his truth, bad stuff has free shots at them. Now, another aspect of this, why does this exist? Evil exists because of Satan and because of Adam and Eve's willingness to commit high treason against God and sell out. It all works off of love, believe it or not. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And because he loved us, and in order for love to exist, there has to be freedom to choose. Can't have true love without freedom to choose. You can't. A man can't come home and beat love into his wife. You're going to love me or I'm going to beat you simple. That's not going to work. Love is something of the heart. Love is something that comes from freedom to choose. And so in order for love to exist, God had to give people the right to choose. Moses said, this day I set before you life and blessing, the curse, death, destruction. Choose life, choose blessing, so that you and your little ones may live. The choice is ours. And because people choose to disobey God, they choose to give their life to Satan, to his thoughts, to his evil. Evil exists. But you don't have to live under the dominion and the power of darkness. You don't have to live under the dominion of evil because you have a Savior and he is risen. What's it say in 1 Peter? It says the stone which the builders rejected has become the headstone of the corner. You know what the cornerstone is? When you build a house, you have to lay it out square. It's got to be laid out in accordance with true measurement. And the first stone that goes into the foundation is the cornerstone. And it has to be absolutely square. To be square means to be true. And then you lay all the other foundation stones up against that one. And if it was square and true, then they will be square and true all the way around. And then as you begin to build the house, everything will fall into place the way that it should. It won't be hard. The Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. When you violate truth, your way becomes hard. It just seems like nothing works. But when you lay your life up against the true cornerstone of all reality and truth, Jesus, when you begin to do what he said to do and how to do it, then things begin to go right. All your studs are in the exact right place, set on 14.5-inch centers. All the 4x8 pieces of plywood and sheetrock go right where they're supposed to in the house. You don't have to put in jack studs or anything like that to make it fit. The rafters all are the same because the building is square and everything goes together perfect. But whenever that thing's not square, when you're not set up against the true cornerstone, everything is crooked and everything is hard and it becomes very difficult. People say, oh, it's too hard to be a Christian. No, no, no. It's just the opposite. It's too hard not to be a Christian. Because when you do what the Word of God says to do, things will go well with you. Now, the good man has troubles too. The enemy will see to it that's so. But the Lord will deliver you out of every one of them. And with blessings, I will bless you, God said to Abraham. And we are the seed of Abraham, Galatians 13. And his promises are wonderful. They are all yea and amen. And you go back to Psalm 118, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doth valiantly. The Lord loves you. That's what Easter's all about. Get out to church this Sunday. Celebrate the risen Savior. Make him Lord of your life. And let your life be filled with the promises that are all yea and amen. He's risen. Hallelujah.